you, right?
Exactly.
Because that's too easy. So you have something planned, and we alluded to it a little earlier on today. But what's in the works for you that that you have going on?
Oh, well, yeah, that's, well, first of all, we have the amazing march that's happening. I was asked by the Rebecca Harry family to come in on board to be a spokesperson for the family because I'm a domestic abuse survivor and I'm an advocate. And they asked me to lead the march, and it has been my absolute honor to be with that family to help them and everything that they're going through. Because let me tell you something, I just want to take a moment to tell you about Rebecca Love Harry's family. They are absolutely incredible. They are so loving. They are so close. And I being around them was my reality of what could have been, you know? Because it could have been my reality. When I look at her mother, it was just so surreal because her mother and my mother almost looked the same. And it was, and I said, you know what, these things don't happen by accident. I am such a firm believer in spirituality. I'm a very spiritual person. I believe in God very much so. I always hold him close in my heart, and I believe that's who got me through my abuse. I know that I'm here for a purpose, and I know that I'm doing a lot of God's work in what I'm doing right now. Because I'll tell you right now, the day that Rebecca Love Harry died was the day of my father's birthday. And because he passed away in 2014, every time his birthday comes around, you know what, when you lose somebody, especially when you lose a parent, you feel it. And I just felt like that was another, he always gives me messages, and I just believe it was just a message that, you know, I needed to be there and do something. Because I reached out to two people that I knew that knew the family, and I just said, listen, I want to be there in any way. And I left it alone, and I let it just, I put it out in the universe. And then I was approached. So we are doing the march on April 3rd. I will be leading the march, and I'm so honored to do that because I want to represent that family, do them justice, and be able to share. You know, I'm a survivor. I was one of the lucky ones, but there are many, many women and men that are going through domestic abuse. And there are many children who lose their parents due to domestic abuse. And there are many children that witnessed it. My son was really young when it happened. You know, he says he remembers certain flashes. We need to understand that domestic violence is happening. And I said it in May of 2020 when I was doing a contribution piece that the next pandemic was going to be mental health and domestic violence. Because isolation is the tool. Isolation is the tool that abusers use in order to abuse you. And when we're being isolated and curfew and this, I understand we're in a pandemic, but when our leaders are so-called government officials and leaders are supposed to be doing their job, well, they have to consider everything. Socioeconomical situations, racial issues. We have to look at everything. We have to look at the fact that there are women living with their abusers. There are men living with their abusers. How do we isolate them? How do we get them help? How do they escape?
You spoke
So
about.
I'm asking everybody, please come out on April 3rd. Join us. We need to show solidarity. This needs to stop. We cannot continue having this type of violence against our women in our community. It's too much. This poor family was ripped apart because of, you know, they're, you see their pain. You see it. They're close, but you see that pain. And it, I'm just taken aback, honestly, with this whole situation because it's, I'm facing something that I essentially never wanted to have to face. And that's why when I was doing work with domestic violence, it was a lot behind the scenes. Because I was afraid. It was the fear of facing what I've been facing recently, but it's also helping me heal by helping other people.
That's amazing.
And you spoke to that isolation, right? And part of that isolation is feeling like you're the only one going through this in the world. Although you know you're not, but you feel like you're the only one in your circle, and without talking about it, we can't address it.
You know, and there's something you brought up, and I had the conversation just recently, and it was brought to my awareness that even in some of these shelters, some of the women shelters, first of all, there's discrimination. So as a black woman, getting into some of these shelters is not easy. And then it happens that you could be in a shelter and being abused in the shelter. So like, again, like I was dumbfounded when I heard that. I was like, my God. So there's like where is the, and what is the government really doing? Like what is really at stake? What are we doing as a community? What are we doing as a people? So it's like, it really, like, for those who don't know, who think it's really just, oh, come on, just places you could go, you could get out of the situation. It's not that cut and dry. It's not that easy.
No, and I
you're,
sorry,
you're
go
right.
ahead.
You're so right. No, sorry, go ahead. I just wanted to say he's Farrow, you're so right.
No, and to that point, Pharaoh, abuse people, mm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just domestic abuse. It's the thing. I seen a post saying, you know, some of us learn this from, unfortunately, our parents, right? Mm-hmm. That
right.
spare the rod, spoil the child situation.
Right. Yeah.
You're the first people that you meet that are supposed to love you unconditionally are your parents, and if they're giving you licks left, right, and center,
right.
and saying, "But I'm doing this because I love you."
Right.
It's that. That's what happens. That's what's being ingrained in you, and so mm-hmm. that needs to be visited.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a Black community situation that happens. We talk about it because that's our own community,
mm-hmm. right.
but that's an issue of, in and of itself. Mm. And to that point is that the thing about abuse is that when you're being abused because of whatever that person is going through, because there is a lot. And Svetlana, you're a mental health advocate too, and mm-hmm. I know you understand that correlation. Is that when you're being oppressed on the outside, you take that out on somebody else who's not as strong as you, and it's mm-hmm. a trickling effect.
Mm. We also need to talk about the fact that there's a lot of mental health issues that happen to people that have been abused in these situations as well. My journey with mental right. illness, that's why I do both, because my journey with mental illness, you know, came from the domestic abuse. When you go through that level of abuse, you know, that I went through, because I went through some really bad abuse where people are like, well, why didn't you leave? And that's the thing. It's like, you know, you want to leave, but that's the issue. It's like exactly what you brought up for. I was rejected and turned away from 4 shelters. I know one was full, but let me just paint a picture for your viewers. So imagine it's the middle of the night. A woman is barefoot with a child in her hands, doesn't know where to go. And she finds the nearest shelter and goes there. Mind you, in that time in the early 90s, you know, we didn't have this technology with cell phones. We had that big brick phone, and I didn't have it. My mom had one, mm-hmm. but I didn't have that phone. And I'm looking for a place to go, and I'm rejected shelter after shelter after shelter.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where to go. And you know what happened that night? I went right back to my abuser.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I got licks because I left.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's sad. I have a question for you. Wow. You did touch on it briefly. Let's talk about the men being abused as well. Because
yep.
I feel like we touch it, but we don't touch it a lot. So what would you say to a man in this situation? How can he come out without being ridiculed, feeling ashamed, feeling embarrassed and stuff like that? We hear a lot about the women and it's very prominent, but what about the men going through this?
Well, I had a friend of mine about 11 years that went through it. He was almost killed by his wife. So he was being abused for years. Mm-hmm. And this is the issue that we're going through, is that men are not coming out because
right.
they think, well, it's emasculating.
Exactly.
Or, you know, we need to have these conversations. Like, I can't speak from a man's perspective as far as, you know, why, in the sense of like how it feels to go through it. But I've heard a lot, and I'm like, mm-hmm. we need to have some male advocates
sure.
for domestic violence. We need to destigmatize that. We need to have men come up and say, you know what? I was a victim of domestic abuse. I understand what these women are going through.
Right.
We need to have this conversation. We need to change the narrative of how men are being looked at, in the fact of it's not emasculating. If somebody decides to chase you or bludgeon you day to day, and you choose not to hit that person back because of where you are in your life, or you choose, listen, I'm not that kind of person, doesn't mean that it's emasculating. It means that you're a good person who chooses, you know, not to use violence to end violence.
Wow.
You know, so,
and
but we need to have men come out.
Wow. Amen.
And it's funny, you just brought that up. And because that did come up in the conversation we had, like, this past week. We had a little men's group. And we don't realize it, because there's times where the verbal abuse that a woman could give a man, because a lot of times, same, like, she knows his insecurity. She knows, like, you
mm-hmm.
know, where he's failed. And she could use that as a weapon. And it cuts
mm-hmm.
deep, you know what I
for
mean?
Sure.
And again, and it's not to justify, you know, like the like any kind of physical altercation, but at the same
yeah.
time, it's understanding like what they're going through. And a lot of times, these men could be going. There's just a lot that they're going through at this mm-hmm. at the same time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's very, very important that you're bringing up both sides of it.
And yeah. I want to highlight too that like this, one, men need to start talking together and speaking up a lot about it. I mean, women have been talking about this, and it's still important for us to continue that conversation, but also highlight the fact that I mean, we're all here in the studio cisgendered heterosexual individuals, but mm-hmm. there's definitely abuse, and also abuse is not just physical. Verbal abuse is a problem as well,
and that's where it starts most times as well.
It's called mental warfare. It's the reason why it's called warfare.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And to that point, there are also, like, you know, women on women violence, men on women, mm-hmm. women on men, mm-hmm. and men on men violence. Mm,
true.
So, like, this conversation has to go. It has to widen from that perspective.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is how, to Trisha's point, that's how it's going to make it easier for the men to come out and say, you know what, like, I've been abused too. Like, how do we fix this?
Right.
And that too, I was kind of, and earlier this morning, I was talking to that. It was just like, I'm very big on women empowering women. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to continue mm-hmm. that conversation too.
Yes.
But these, and specifically speaking to the men who are abusive towards women, they're not listening to these women mm-hmm. speak.
Okay.
Right? That's
you're
not
right.
what's,
mm-hmm. right.
that's not what's correct. Changing their mindset. Yes. That's not what's pushing them. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe some. Hopefully it does. Hopefully they see their ways. But I encourage men to come and speak up. Speak up on these platforms.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speak up to your boys.
Right. Yeah.
Speak up when you see something, say something.
Right.
Because if you don't call them out on their
stuff
ish,
yeah. mm-hmm. yes.
right?
Right.
They're going to continue doing things what they think they're doing in secret. Meanwhile, you know, it's you could be impactful in making that change.
I find, yeah. Respectfully, someone who has been emotionally abused, I find that a lot of the people who are doing it, they don't know that they suffer from narcissism. Mm. It's a narcissistic trait.
Yeah.
So my question to you, Lana, is like, how would someone know? How would someone go about, you know, trying to fix it, trying to change? Because I believe anything is possible. They say a narcissist never changes. However, let's just say we put them in that position where we call them out and stuff like that. What are their next steps to, you know, proceed to changing, to being a better person? Anything is possible with God, I believe. And you said you're a firm believer in God. So what do you think in that sense?
Well, I believe, like, I dealt with a narcissist. This is what I was dealing with,
right.
you know, on the outside world. He was, you know, really well-dressed, looked mm-hmm. good, smelled good, the whole thing.
Classic,
you know,
traits.
We already know, you know, yeah, the tall, dark, and handsome.
Top,
he's,
yeah,
he was
a
suave.
Narcissist, yep.
Right there. And, you know, in my, I believe that people can change the, you know, there's some, and I try and focus on the fact on, yes, I believe people can change if they want to change. Because if they don't want to change, they are not going to change.
Right.
But when it comes to narcissism, they're so used to using psychological ways of, like, manipulation and gaslight. Well, they gaslight you, essentially.
Exactly.
That's what they do. They constantly gaslight you. And that's what I was going through in my relationship. The gaslighting was, like, it was constant. I couldn't do anything. And, you know, these types of people are extremely dangerous because they make you question your sanity. Like, I was living in a situation where I no longer, you know, felt that I was sane. I felt like every day I was, like, losing my mind. I was questioning what I did, who I was, like, every part of me. And narcissists can be extremely, extremely dangerous. And because they're very good at what they do with
Absolutely.
Their psychological manipulation. So we need to first start really putting out, because some people don't even know what a narcissist is.
That's
I encountered
right.
a woman who was like, I don't even know what a narcissist is, or gaslighting. So, and I try and educate people on my platform as much as possible, but we need to start putting it out there in the awareness that we raise in the community. And we need to start highlighting it. So if you see a narcissist, you can point it out. I believe narcissists know that this is what they do. And there are some that I've known in my life, even as friends, where I had to point it out, say, you know, you're gaslighting your woman. You're a narcissist. You're doing, they're like, they knew it. You can see by their face. I'm like, listen, I suggest that you go get help, because there is counseling.
Of course.
One of my close friends, he actually went to go get counseling, and he's now thinking about becoming a narcissistic coach in the sense of helping people
good.
Recognize a narcissistic man.
Great. That's good.
You know?
That's good.
So see, it's a form of a manipulation. It's a form of it's mental warfare
mm-hmm.
where they get into your mind and they completely, they make you question your own sanity. That's what
right.
it is. So they manipulate your like in the sense of they rip up your character.
Mm-hmm.
So you know who you are, Farrell. You know who you are, and you know what you do in the community. You know. So imagine now somebody came at you that you love, questioning everything that you're doing. And questioning who you are and making you question that's what gaslighting is. is psychologically making you feel that everything who you think you are, you actually not. Are you're not, yeah. You're a bad person. You're terrible. You're horrible. Right. You're not doing anything good for the community. You're not a good person. Right. You know, that's what it is.
Or sometimes when you tell them your feelings, they'll say, well, I'm human. And that's just the way it is. Mm. You know,
and
what
that's
I mean?
Just that's the way just it is. Me. Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. You
know, that's what, or, that's another form of it. They'll use those little words just to close out everything that you, like you could say a whole bunch of stuff and they'll turn around and be like, well, you'd be like, I went to lengths for you. And they'll be like, well, I never asked you to do that. Yeah. Things like that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Wow, like they just,
so
your
much.
Feelings don't matter. Narcissists
they
have
don't.
Absolutely no empathy in them. They don't know at what it all. Is. They can't resonate with how you feel at all. Like even, as you, Lana, you could probably attest to this. You could try to make them understand till you're like green in the face, but they will never get it.
Well, I don't think that they don't understand. They know exactly what
you
they're
doing.
You
think so?
Well, here's an example. Sure. Here's an example of gaslighting that many may understand and may not think then realize that they're actually gaslighting,
right,
maybe,
right.
But they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
So when let's say one of the partners is a cheater, and then the other person says, you know what, you're acting different, you're doing things different,
right.
Like this is weird, and
right,
they're just like, what are you talking about? You're crazy.
Yes.
No,
yes,
I'm not.
Yes, absolutely.
What are you? Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. That's gaslighting, folks.
For sure.
Yeah, it is.
You might
sure.
think that's you covering your bases, but that other person then is just like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
Am I doing that wrong?
You start
is it in my head?
Yourself, like right. she had said, exactly. Wow.
Is it all these things? And that's mental warfare. You might think that you're slick.
Mm-hmm.
You might think you're acting
right.
slick. Mm-hmm. But you're gaslighting,
right.
and you're creating
exactly.
mental issues for somebody else just because you want to go out and do your business and not get caught.
Yeah,
as opposed to having an open conversation with your partner and saying, "Hey, this is the type of partnership that I want."
Mm-hmm.
See, and I appreciate and I'm glad that you guys elaborated. I had to ask the question because I'm like, well, I might not be the only person who's like, I'm not sure what gaslighting is. So
no, that's okay.
So you know, so I'm. I'm
but that's
I'm,
okay.
Yeah,
yeah that's definitely. Totally okay.
And again, that's why we have this. That's why we have this platform. That we have these opportunities just to educate the community. This is huge. And again, like this is a conversation that needs to continue to happen. Like it needs to happen more often with more people in different groups, different genders.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is it. Like we won't be able to, it's not an overnight thing. It's not going to go away tomorrow, but by actively making the efforts today, we can impact tomorrow.
Amen.
And it's like at the end of the day, the way I feel all the time is like, as long as we can lay the foundations for our next generation, hopefully they'll be able to continue to build off of what we're doing. So right now what we're doing is looking to lay a more solid foundation for our queens, and just the idea is we need to put an end to this domestic violence.
Amen.
We really do. That was so well said. Honestly, you just gave me goosebumps, because you know what, anytime we're doing something in the community, like people need to understand, there's so much that I've done for it. Like when it comes to mental health, and people were like, well, why were you focusing on mental health? So I want to share that with you, because you know, in order to know that about me, you would have to really be close to me to know that for years I put that effort into mental health and to destigmatizing it in the Black community, especially, you know, because we know it's like, oh, it's nothing, you know, it's fine. But that mental health, it came from my domestic abuse. And I want people to understand all that narcissism, that gaslighting and everything made me like all the abuse. I try to take my own life. Understand that I wanted to take my own life to make everything stop. And I came to find out, you know, that's why I said, I know I always had a greater purpose. I just didn't really know. Actually, it was just pointed out to me recently, everything by two pastors that spoke to me. And one of the pastors was the pastor that was at the service yesterday, Pastor Dan. He called me to pray over me and let me know something. He's like, you're stepping in your purpose. I said, I always wanted to know, because the things that I've been through in my life, I didn't understand how I was still alive. Because the way that I try to take my own life, I was on drugs, you know, recreational drugs, let's just call it like that, and just doing my thing and making life choices that most people, you hear these stories, oh, you know, they died of an overdose accidentally, or they did this or that. And so I didn't understand how I was still here. So this is why, you know, I was like, okay, how am I going to make a difference? Because I started doing advocacy, a hardcore advocacy work in 2017, and I wanted to be able to make a difference, because I was so scared to share my story. I was scared of the shame and the stigma surrounding mental health. I was scared of the shame and the stigma surrounding being a domestic abuse survivor. So I stayed behind the scenes with domestic abuse, but I did so much work in mental health that people didn't understand, because I was afraid. I was afraid to really do the work when it came to domestic violence and say it out to the community that, yes, I'm a survivor, I was a victim, because everybody sees me as a strong person. And like was mentioned before, it's strong women can fall victim. It doesn't discriminate, literally doesn't discriminate. Domestic abuse, mental health, none of it discriminates against your color, your race, your ethnicity, your gender, your sexual orientation. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. So we need to eradicate the shame, because there's so many women out there that need help. There's so many men out there. There are so many children. And, you know, this is why I'm asking the community. And I'm thank you so much for having me on your show, because this is, I want the community to understand. I've been doing this work and diving deep where I have a business, but I put a lot of time, I put it to the side to do community work because I want to make that change. I want to see the change. I literally put my blood, sweat, and tears in my advocacy, where my family sees me behind the scenes. And there are days where I'm just overwhelmed with so much emotion, because it's like, I want it so bad to change. I don't want to see another child lose their mother or father. And I don't want to see this community broken with all of these senseless murders. And I want the government to understand that I'm coming for them, because I've mentioned it on so many other radio shows and television interviews that I am coming for them. I want to know where all this money is going, because last year you put $180 million and we still have now almost 8 women, because they're still investigating the 8th, die due to domestic violence. I want them to be accountable for every single cent. And I want new restrictions for shelters, that you cannot turn a woman away based on the color of their skin, based on their sexual orientation. You cannot do that, because I was one of those women. Imagine walking barefoot in the street trying to find a place because I was scared with my child. And it still happens.
That hurts, man.
Because women are writing to me. So we need to do this. We need to continue these conversations. We need to get loud, and we need to make sure that the government is held accountable. And I'm going to make sure they're held accountable. And that's why I'm asking the community's help to help me. Make sure, write a letter to your local MP, you know, put my name on it. Let them know, listen, this advocate here needs help. This is what she needs from you. You know, I'm asking the community to do that, because people don't even know. You can write to your member of parliament, you know, and tell them, listen, this advocate is working on this. We need your assistance to assist her. That's all I need, is I need letters to come in, flood it, let them know that this is what I'm trying to do. Join forces with me. Ask me, what can I do to help in your advocacy work? How can I volunteer? Everybody has a skill set or something they can do to help with the advocacy, to help me do the work in our community. I'm just trying to make it better for all of us.
Yeah, sister, I applaud you for that. And actually, even one of the things I would suggest, I know when we're on the same topic, but kind of different, but when we're soliciting the government for all kind of different support, we actually create templates, and we ask organizations to send them out, sign them and send them. And we could do the same. Like, if you want to support, you don't know how, if we have to even create a template for you and just send it, and you could just sign your name to it just in support, like, by any means necessary. It's just, I love what you're doing. And if we could continue to support and get the word out and get in the ear of the government, like, I think enough of us making the noise, you will get the attention that you need to be able to do what you have to do for the community.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep making noise.
That's it. And we will make noise with you, sister.
Amen.
And
that's
really it. And actually, one of the things we started doing, for those who can and who are listening, if just in show of solidarity, if you could change your social media profile pick to what we have, like, basically we have the flyer that's promoting the march this coming weekend, and it's just you know, it's in loving memory of Rebecca, but also it just shows the solidarity for the movement, for what we're doing. You know, it's a little step, but definitely we appreciate it. It just, every little step counts. But definitely this is something that we have to do together.
So, two things before we leave. Can we can we mention again Saturday, the location, the time, what the point is, and what to expect, as well as where can we find you? What are your platforms so where we can follow you and learn more about what you're doing?
Well, the main platform that I use the most is my Instagram, just because of the fact that I've really worked hard to build it up. So I use it a lot. So it's at The Real Svetlana, and it's like everywhere you want to find me. That's the reason why I chose at The Real Svetlana, besides the fact that I keep it real, is the fact that I wanted it to be easier, because my name, I'm like, somebody going to misspell it, somebody going to mess that up. So I was just like, just The Real Svetlana keeps it simple on any platform, even my website, therealsvetlana.com. So you can look at my website, see who I am, follow me on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm even on TikTok talking about domestic violence and doing things. And I also do things about, you know, just inspiring the community. I want to be able to show people another side of who I am. It's not always, you know, sadness. I'm a very, very optimistic person. I'm a very happy person. I want people to look at me and say, wow, you know what? She survived this. She's still here. Mm-hmm. I want to do that. I want to inspire people to understand that you can get out of it. You can do better. You just have to want to. And I'm there. You know, I know I can't I can't answer every message all the time. I try my best. Sometimes I stay up nights answering hundreds of DMs that I get. But you know what? At the end of the day, you know, I'm trying to do what I can for my community. Reach out. You know, I have a nonprofit organization. We're just revamping a lot of things on our website because I want to create more resources and putting all the resources that we have on that page. So soon it will be there so people know exactly where to go. But I will be holding the government accountable, and I want change in the shelters. I definitely am going to do my part in this community, and I'm going to get loud. And with the help of all of you, it's going to happen. So I appreciate all of you there in studio today, all of your listeners, everybody in the community who has been helping me help other people, because that's what I'm here to do.
Thank you so much.
I was holding back from calling you warrior because I know that a lot of times we talk about black women being strong and stuff, but and it's not to take away the word survivor, because it's still important to say that, but I also want to look at women who survive domestic abuse as warriors, as fighters, because it's not Thank an easy you. Thing, right? So
it's not, but we're gonna get through it. We're gonna get through this. We just, you know, we need to really rise up and come to this march on April 3rd. I'm telling you, we need to show up in numbers to show them that, you know, we're not gonna take this anymore. I love our city, and I refuse to allow this to continue to happen. I refuse, and I'm going to do what I can.
Thank you so much, sister. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
We also made it a point, so I share on the Empower Hour page, or we've shared the link to your Instagram. Also, we have to give a shout out to the community, those who have been supporting the GoFundMe page for Rebecca. So we're almost at $100,000 there. So thank you all for doing your part and coming out and just helping. The money's not going to bring her back, but it's definitely that she left her son here. So any kind of support that we could give to the family, it's definitely definitely appreciated. So with that, Queen, again, I thank you for being here with us, for sharing your story, for sharing your experience, and just for what you're doing for the community in the whole.
Amen.
It's my pleasure. Honestly, I'm always here. Anytime you want to have a real and raw conversation, I'm like I said, I'm always an open book, because I believe that if we're real, raw, and vulnerable, that's how we're able to help others see that they can walk away from their situation.
That's Absolutely. What it is, Queen. All right, Stephanie, so we'll definitely be in touch. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Peace.
Stay blessed.
Bye. Bye.
So with that, people, let's go. We're going to go into our musical break. I'm going to kick this one off with Apologies from MCD Solo and featuring Cali Pop. The track could not be more fitting for the times that we're in. Again, just for those who haven't heard it, just listen to the lyrics carefully. It is apologies are in order. Like, and this is the times that we're in, and this is what's needed right now.
Turn around and blame you, even f*** with your crown, European just style, you were supposed to stand out, now you try and be down, oh you try and fit in, got you bleaching your skin, that's some pain from within, now we play our part in, damn, too much attitude, what does that even mean, the hardest shells usually lead to the sweetest kings, black and brown queens, creators of the earth, I know it hurts, for what it's worth, I'm sorry, most of us out here is insecure, and we self-sabotage when the love is pure, it's immature, but it's still the truth. It's no excuse. This is overdue. Apologies in order. When you hurting, you just spread the hurt. Most of us don't even know that we hurting. That's what makes it worse. Pops left, mama going to work. Then she going to church, praying hard for a miracle. Got you scared to communicate, cause you don't want to add more to a plate. Can't tell your friends, cause we all going through the same thing. Everybody on some suck it up, gotta maintain. And that's all you've been trying to do. True shit.
They imagine trying to build a fucking house. No blueprint, but you still had to make it happen. While you trying to figure that out, don't get caught lacking. No capping, feds is killing and your people too. And they usually be the ones that grew up just like you. So the next apology, it gotta go to me. I ain't know what you were going through, but now I see. Honestly, apologies in order.
Jamila Woods, Black Girl Soldier.
Mm-hmm. Feeling powerful as a woman today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She feels powerful every day, queen.
You ain't lying. Mm-hmm. You ain't lying. So I just for events, guys, community events, we're going to briefly mention, not briefly, I just want to reiterate that Saturday's March Against Domestic Violence in the name of Rebecca Love Harry will take place at Cabot Square, Montreal, which is the park by Atwater Metro, and it's at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah,
4:30 p.m. sharp, folks. Mm-hmm. Let's show up. Let's show up on time, and let's show up in droves.
Mm-hmm. Also, and just quick, I want to let the community know, because we have a Native community, Aboriginal community, that's usually in that park. And basically, from what I heard, there was a couple of weeks ago, there was a march in that area, and it created somewhat of a conflict because people aren't respectful to the people who are actually there. So just I just want to put that out there. Just again, we're all people. We're all here fighting the same fight, guys. And so we're not coming to displace or move people in any kind of abrupt way. We have to respect everybody where they're at. All right. So I just want to put that out there.
Otherwise, it defeats the purpose.
Completely.
Okay.
So for all other events, everybody, I invite you to go to www.ofclink.com/events. You'll see everything that's going on in the upcoming, well, today and the upcoming days and the upcoming weeks.
That's what they do. So with no further ado, so Queen Kaya, you were there with us? Microphone check. Queen Kaya, you there? You've been.
I'm here, guys.
Okay, because you know you got that sauce. Okay.
Wow, yeah, I'm coming with it. Are we on?
Yeah, we on, Queen. We on.
Damn.
I know, right? Just like that. Hold on. Do we have an instrumental playing? No, is that what's happening? No instrumental.
Whoops. No instrumental. There we go.
I've been trying to remix it ever since Trish just disrespected me live on the radio.
No, it's okay. I don't recall such things. Anyways, Kaya, your turn, darling. What's up? What's going on in the entertainment world?
Chill. Where do I begin?
There's so much.
Chat. Get that tea.
You know what? This was a week. I said it now at the beginning of the show. This was a week. First things first, I want to shout out Nipsey Hussle. Because yesterday, I think, was the anniversary of Nipsey's passing.
Yes, it was.
So I just want to give a shout out to Nipsey and Lauren London, because we know that this is still something that is very hard for the community. So I just want to talk about that and just say, you know, we love you, King. We miss you. And I'm gone way too soon. In other news, where do I begin? Lord have mercy. So a couple of years ago, a young black artist by the name of Lil Nas X touched the music industry with his, I guess you could say, remix or remake of Billy Cyrus's song, Old Town Road. A little while after that, the artist comes out to say that with his second song, Panini, he comes out and says that he's gay and tells the world that he's gay. And obviously, being in the industry, everyone embraces him. And now he has taken this ride to a whole nother level. So Lil Nas X comes out with a video the other day called... Call Me By Your Name, and it has his first name, Montero, as the original name of the song. In this video, this young man is dressed first like Eve in the Garden of Eden. He tongue kisses the snake. He then ends up in the Colosseum twerking and stripping on the devil.
Okay,
so without the visuals, I don't really know how to break this down without sounding terrible. But he's danced in stripper attire. He has on a red cornrowed wig, and he is literally gyrating on the devil and twerking on the devil. And to say the least, I feel like the video is blasphemous.
And we're not even religious people. Shit.
You know, and I'm not a religious person, and we know this. Everyone knows I'm spiritual, not religious. But this was blasphemous. It says, in all senses of the word, it just screams, you know, come and bring your children to the devil. And this is how I feel. I feel like he's young, and he is influencing a lot of the youth out there with his music. He's very popular, and that he chose this as a way to express himself and the music frightens me for the future of the kids.
But I have a question. Sorry. What's the difference of what he did and what Metallica has done, Marilyn Manson, all the other heavy metal
they didn't come out with that nice Old Town Road song first and paint this wonderful picture and then turn
you
into
know
that.
you know all their music.
I don't know all of it, but I'm just saying he painted this kind of figure.
If you look at Metallica's covers, because I grew up in Pinecore, so I'm very familiar with Metallica. if you look at a lot of their artwork, they keep a narrative. Right,
right, so but yeah, I just feel like Lil Nas came out one way and twitched another way.
That's his artistic right, is it not?
Yeah, but to Kyle's
point, I'm not condoning, nor am I. Yeah. Because that's not it wasn't for me, but I just feel like he's getting a lot of heat from the community and from people that no one gives to all these other artists who do that. Like, and that's what they do, and that's their genre. And who's to say that that's not his, right? Like.
Are you saying we're creating a new genre for people who want to create music to
what's a new genre?
I'm trying to understand.
I don't know what we're going for, but it looks like something else. I
think the point that for me and to your point, Kaya, like my concern is really just as a parent, it is really that, and I guess it is our responsibility because we have the conversation with our children to let them know like, well, this thing is circulating, because it's really easy for them to stumble on it. So I guess as parents, we have a responsibility to give them that heads up. I do agree. Every artist have their right to express themselves however they want. I guess I just feel that there should be some level of accountability if you are an influencer, and if you're going to influence our children, I think you should be accountable to an extent. But
it's not their responsibility. They should be, but it's not their responsibility. It's your responsibility to the parent to raise your kids a certain way. Or to give them the tools that they need to make critical decisions for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like on this end, just for me, I feel like where a lot of the backlash comes from, because we expect Metallica and those other groups to say and use those narratives. Right. Mm-hmm. But in the community, in the Black community, this looks crazy to us. Mm-hmm. And it looks crazy on so many different levels, because we're like, you could have come out in so many other ways, and this is what you do. So it pretty much looks like, one, he's definitely crossed over to the other side. Mm-hmm. It's dark. Mm-hmm. It's mocking of God. It's mocking of religion. And not that I mind that they're mocking religion, but I feel like the message that it sends to the children who are already in lacking God and spirituality, that we might be lost right now. If we're looking at these people right here in order to lead our children, we have a problem. And to top it off, the next day he comes out with 666 pairs of a sneaker that has one single drop of human blood in every shoe.
And who's blood? I was wondering.
I mean, I think that's marketing, let's be honest, but whatever.
Yeah, well, you think that. I don't know.
You never know, man. I don't know. It's 2021.
Yeah, but you know what? It sold out, though.
Of course it did.
At $1,000 a pair, it sold out.
Well, that's what she said. They're
putting these things out, and they're doing wild things and putting it directly in our face, because this is just the type of society we've evolved into.
My argument against that is that we're talking about Lil Nas X, but like this, and what he's doing specifically with this, but like, guys, it's... There's so much more than him. Like, there's so much more that we do. Like, even down to, not to make it comparable, but like the idea that we'll go out and buy a bunch of Jordans, but you can't even pay your rent. Like, all of this is about education and how you have to bring up you cannot rely on Lil Nas X as to be a martyr for your children, or like to be the role model for your children. For you to do that for anybody is problematic. Whether it's him or anybody else.
I could give a different perspective, though, because it takes a village, right?
Absolutely.
To raise a family or to raise a child. So,
but he ain't in your village.
No,
though.
But technically, who's in my village? Who's not in my village? Like, and that's where it becomes kind of tricky, because it's like we're just because you don't live around me. Like, we're a melanated community, if we want to look at it like that, or we should be out for each other. We should be more accountable to each other as people, and we should be looking to support each other and build as people.
Didn't you say a couple weeks back, all your kind folk and your kin folk?
I said that.
Oh, you said
but
that.
But yeah, and, okay. and that's the thing. Like, so, but it's like as parents, it is become tiring because it's either you have to put your child in a bubble because we're in a world now where you can't even just let them kind of just, you know, like watch TV or right. stroll. Because actually, I could give an example just by mistake. My youngest daughter caught the clip of Nicki Minaj and Megan. On the BET Awards, like, because we had recorded it, and so we were watching it with the BET Awards, but whatever, their performance. And okay. Basically, in the corner of my eye, I see she's trying to do their dances, and she can't. She loves music. She likes to dance. So I'm like, shit. And now it's like, now I have to unprogram that. And it's like, so damn, like, we can't even just have the child just sit and relax. And like, we have to be on guard all the time, right? So it's like, it's kind of messed up, but it's like, I guess that's the world
it's
we're
tiring,
living in.
But yeah. it's our responsibility.
It's our responsibility, or is it network? So you're saying it's just best to just turn off the TV, I guess, in general?
And I
guess
mean, that's some really people choose that way.
That is it.
Okay.
Realistic about this. Truth be told, a lot of these things that we're seeing, that the children are seeing, it's great that they're seeing it, because we got to say, hey, look, you see this? Look, this clown. Don't you do nothing like him, man.
Mm.
He is going to hell. Right. You want to go to hell? Let me tell you about the devil. Yeah. Let me tell you about God. See, because this is what I teach the children around me. Actually, I got not a Bible study, but a more spiritual study that I'm about to do with my God children, because I want to teach them what integrity is and why we have integrity, because God is always watching, even when I'm not.
Mm.
So
right.
I want you to do the right thing, even when no one's looking, because our Father God is looking. Mm. Well, see, how do we teach the children that without proof? No, we need to see these things.
Right.
We didn't see the devil, and that's why nobody don't believe, because you don't see him. Well, guess what? He's real, and he is manifesting himself in our people now, because we haven't been able to see. So people are like, let's see if we can make him come.
Mm.
Let's see what we can do and use it. No. Show my kids. I'm showing them everything. I pull it up and show them all kinds of stuff. Look at this trash, y'all.
Mm.
And that's what I do. I don't care. When I want the kids to know something and think something, I do my own form of brainwashing. That's
right.
what I do. And that's what we're responsible for. Because if you let the TV and your neighbor's children raise your children for you, and then you'll be surprised when they come out and your son is on a stripper pole and your daughter is don't get me started. Y'all better get it together and show y'all children everything and talk to them about everything and show them these people are doing this because they're trying to this.
Mm.
Right.
I like these that approach, guys. Proactive.
Because they are that. But my parents showed me everything. They never hid a thing. And I'm going to tell you something. My parents, hey, they were something, huh?
Mm.
And parents never hid anything. The good, bad, and the ugly, I saw it all. And it's one of the reasons why I am the person that I am today. You not come around here bamboozling me. I ain't the one. I ain't the one. And my children ain't going to be the one. We got to show them, y'all. We owe it to them.
Amen.
To say, look at these people, y'all.
Amen. What else?
Look how this could affect your life if you do this.
I agree.
So as far as Lil Nas X is concerned, no, I don't think that he is the role model, but he is an example, and we about to use him as the example that he has set out to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to show our children what's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, I just want to say congratulations to Lil Nas X for running up a bag. But for the parents out there, monitor what your children are watching. We as entertainers are not the example. I am not the one who is raising your children. And if they watching me and listening to my music, and I'm telling you, I don't want the kids listening to my music.
Right.
I don't want them to.
Yeah. Then
my music is not for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them watching my videos. They could get risque. I put the disclaimer out there beforehand.
Mm.
But if you want to show your child my video and say, look at her. Every scene, she got a joint in her mouth. Don't be like that, baby. I don't care. Do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to take responsibility as the people to say, you know what? We are responsible for our kids, not these. So, Lil Nas X, all power to you. Get your money. But parents, make sure you monitor that TV, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Queen. Well said.
On to deter your children. I want to bring up. So a couple of years back in 2015, there was a Twitter thread that went viral about a young lady named Zola and her talking about Zola is a black girl and how she met this white girl who pretty much turned her life around by asking her if she wanted to go on a road trip with her. Long story short, they get kidnapped by a guy, forced to go work for the guy, and now they have made a movie that's coming out June 30th, and the movie is going to be called Zola.
Interesting.
Based on this viral Twitter thread. The movie looks like it's going to be amazing. So I want you guys to all set your little calendars, because this is going to be a trip. I think it's even going to be better than Girls Trip. So let's see what happens, because it's just so much tea. Natalia Bryant, I have to bring this young lady up, because due to all of the hardships that the family faced this year with the death of Kobe and Gigi, I feel like she could have just fallen apart, but Natalia Bryant gets accepted to USC. She has not.
Ooh, that's what's up.
Out to you, Queen. Shout out to you for doing this. For not missing a beat. And I know that this year was difficult for you, sweetheart. But you are a winner, honey. And what you don't do on the court, you are doing in the classroom. And we love you for that. And we are lifting you up in prayer and holding you up, honey. We are proud of you. Next in hip-hop news, we got to go back to this breakup with Sweetie and Quavo. Now, we know that they had a breakup, and last week we talked about him repossessing her stuff, but an old video of her and Quavo having an altercation in an elevator over what looks like a Call of Duty bag that they're tussling over. There's a lot of speculation about abuse in the community, in I guess you could say in Hollywood, in regards to this situation that we've seen, but it's questionable, because in the video, he never really hits her. She hits him. They tussle over a bag, and then he kind of like flings her into the elevator, where she hits her leg and falls down. And because he doesn't kind of help her come to her rescue or try and pick her up any or, you know, console her at any point, they're saying that they feel like Sweetie might have endured some abuse. So I don't know if you guys saw that video. Did anyone else
see that? Yeah, I seen it.
Here's the thing. I don't want to speak about
what you think about this, because I don't know what I'm looking at right now, because I don't really see abuse. What do you see?
That's it. We don't know what happened outside of everything else that they have been going through in that video. I say it all the time, keep your hands to yourself.
Exactly. No form of hitting is okay. Doesn't matter who it is.
It's not because you're a woman that you can hit a man.
Exactly.
And what he did, for me, I feel like it was restrained of saying, as opposed to him hitting her back, like, I need you to push off. He pushed her off of her, grabbed back his bag, and she fell. I mean, am I in that moment, like, no, you done hit me, all these different things. Somebody's going to come punch you up and stuff like that. And then you finally, like, push somebody off. I'm not gonna be like, okay, come get up and stuff like that.
Exactly.
That's just
she did swing at him, and it's visible in the video as well. And some of the videos, like, that are showing on Instagram and Facebook or wherever social media, it doesn't show that part where she swung. Unfortunately, it just
love
shows
doing that.
Where he flung her back into the
video where she swung. I saw that one too.
But what I'm saying is, a lot of
they're
media
reposting with edits.
Do not show that part, so it makes him look like. He just like flinging her back for no reason. But again, you don't put your hands on anybody. No form of hitting in any relationship is good. Again, like you said, Kaya, to your point, I don't know what I'm watching either.
Yeah, I just shared it on the Empower.
I don't know
page.
What I'm watching either. We don't know.
Yeah, and we do see in this clip, this TMZ clip, like, we do see her swing.
You do see her swing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so there's a lot of media outlets that are not that cut out that part, and it just shows him grabbing her back.
Absolutely. And by no means do we think that because she swung on him that it was okay for him to treat
her
that
way. Not at all. Not at all. No.
We want to also be able to say too that there's not enough backstory.
Exactly. I agree.
To be able to make a judgment on this, but I will say this to all my queens out there. They used to have a saying when we were younger, when they say when the shit gets hot. When it gets hot, the tough get going. How do you have to say? I'm gonna say it my own way. When the shit get hot, the tough get going. Mm-hmm. Now that's what
thought when it's not comfortable anymore, when you're not having fun anymore, mm-hmm. it's time for you to go, male or female. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go back on the domestic violence thing, but I just had to say this because it's happening in our faces in the entertainment world. And we know that a lot of us are getting our influences from the entertainment world. So I want right. you to know, don't be fooled by what you see. We don't have enough information to be able to make a judgment on this, but definitely don't put up with any type of abuse. From the first time they raise their voice, it's time to go.
I'm with that. Yeah.
Next up,
I was going to say, because we still got to bring in Miss Trish, and we got a couple of minutes left. So
Okay, bet. So I'm just going to close it off. I just want to say 30 years ago, the Five Heartbeats was released, and I want y'all to all go and run the numbers up tonight. Go and watch Five Heartbeats, you guys, because this is a very monumental movie for the Black community, and we need to watch this movie. Let's give them some numbers tonight. Love you guys, and thank you for having me.
Oh, Kunkai, we definitely appreciate you. Thank you for bringing that tea. A lot of the clips that you spoke about, the trailer for that movie, I shared it on our page as well. I'll share the link for this. For the Five Heartbeats and stuff as well. Thank you.
All right. You guys ready?
Oh, we ready.
Where's my drop, P? Oh,
you got time for that?
How long is your drop? It's like 2 seconds. Seconds. You guys do this all the time.
I know.
Like everybody else drop OSD, no. This and that, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. When
you,
it comes
you
to
keep
Ms.
complaining
Trish,
about my Copa music. So.
No, listen. The taxi driver this morning played some Copa music. I asked him
do if you want to play the drop or
I
want to tell you
I asked him if he knew the hour-long song. He said yes. Anyways, thank you.
I want to start it good.
And now it's time.
Thank you
for coffee.
I'm gonna put in another one in there. Anyways, all right, guys. So we're gonna do an R&B one this today. I saved this one for Gina because she's back. You know what I'm saying? So it's called "Finish the Lyrics," mm-hmm. as usual. But you know, Gina, I saved it for you, and I'm really hoping Kaya, and Pharoah can do this today. Pharoah, I'm not really counting on you. I'm counting on the queens to get this going. All right, are you guys ready?
I hope so.
All right, everybody watching, are you guys ready? All right, the first one is. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up. All right. Okay. All right. We started on a good one. Okay. Next one. So creep.
Yeah. Because he doesn't know what I do.
Hey.
And no attention goes to show.
Hey. Pharoah, you didn't know that one?
I did know it. Wait, I'm going to jump on Gina's.
No, it's a group effort. Right team effort.
Hey,
we
this is
talking
teams.
About
team. What, my backup cigar?
Yes,
backup?
Yes, yes.
Yes, Chili.
That's right.
You get in the back, Chili. All right? Come on, guys. All right. Okay, guys, let's go. Motown Philly back again.
Doing when I'm rent.
No, what's the words? I didn't hear the words. It's called Finish the Lyrics. It's not called Hum the Lyrics. It's called Finish the Lyrics. So let's try that again. Motown's Philly back again. Go.
Doing a little East Coast swing.
There you go.
Who knows those lyrics?
Everybody.
Nobody knew those lyrics.
I did, actually. The second time around, I had to think.
Yeah, the second time around.
All right. You guys ready? Pharoah, come on now. You should know this one. I like it when the beat goes. Dunna. Baby, make your booty go. Dunna. Baby, we want to show.
Let me see
that. Kaya. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. All right.
That was big.
All right.
Then.
Let's go.
It's not big now?
No.
What? No. Yes. Kaya, keep singing it, girl. All right. Okay. We're moving on. Keeping strong.
It's a groove thing.
Yep. We're moving on, keep it strong. Don't you let them steer you wrong. Wow. That's what they're saying. Yeah. All right, let's do another one. I'll give you even the artist before I do it. It's Montel Jordan. Girl, if it's all right. Let's go somewhere and get it on. Tonight. I knew it. All right.
I love to listen to that song so I know the words and pieces, but yeah.
All right. Next one is Brandy. I wanna be down
with what you're going through.
Hey.
I wanna be down with you no matter the time or day or night. it's you. I wanna be down.
The whole song, guys.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Wow. Right. We got three more.
Like to, sorry.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Gina. All right. All right.
Verse two. What the?
All right. You guys ready? Come on. Come on. I got a few minutes left. Yeah. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Go.
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to.
Hey. Next one. Next one. Next one. Finally.
It's happened to me right in front of my face, and I just cannot hide it.
Last one. To the window.
To the wall. Is that R&B, though? That's not R&B, though.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. Is this something about my balls?
I got two.
You wanted to bleep that part.
Oh, well, I don't know. I thought we were going
to. All right.
In.
Wow. Okay. All right. Next, I'm going to do a bonus track, and then we're done. Okay? This is not R&B, but everybody... Everywhere should know this.
Yo, how was that last track R&B?
It wasn't.
I know, but
Trish, you know what? You know what? I didn't ask you what coffee conversations was about. Okay? Thank you. The next one is everybody should know this. Come on. It's not R&B. I let it all you know now.
Thank you. All right.
I know this little girl. Her name is Maxine. Her beauty is like a bunch of roses. You guys took too long.
And if I were to tell you about Maxine, you want to say, I don't know what I know, but murder, she wrote.
Yay, yay, yay.
Murder, she wrote.
Hey, yay. Murder, she wrote. Select the mystery, she not pleased to be. Okay, I'm done.
Bogo.
I know, sometimes I think I want to be a DJ in life. Yeah. Anyway, so that was this edition of Coffee Conversations. You guys did pretty well. I'm very proud of you guys. Next week, we're going to do something different, but I want to know, how did you guys feel about today's show?
We'll pull over that too fast. It was really great.
Oh, we're pulling over butts, or
yeah, it was awesome. I'm grateful again. Life did it. We asked at the beginning of the show that the show be inspiring, educational, empowering, and life came through as usual. So I'm super grateful to life and the ancestors, man.
Amen. Queen Kaya, how did you feel about today's show, love?
Oh, I always, you know, I'm always for it. I love the show, and it was so energetic today, and I know that everyone had a great morning listening to this.
Amen. So that was today's show, everybody, kings and queens. This is the Empower Hour on CKUT.
Sorry to cut you. I'm sorry.
Why? Why? We have a minute left.
I know. I have to say a happy birthday to Darius.
No
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.